Let's start with some real talk. Aging is weird. Some people look fully grown up by the time they hit 15, whereas others still get carded when trying to buy alcohol at 40. Some people rock their age with confidence, whereas others worry they've never looked worse. But here's the plot twist science is revealing. Contrary to what your high school reunion might suggest, many men actually become more attractive with age, if they play their cards right. In this deep dive, we'll unpack why George Clooney's salt and pepper temples make panties drop, while some guys peak in college and spend the next 40 years chasing that glory. Spoiler alert, it's not just about genetics. It's about charisma, confidence, and evolution. Believe it or not, aging can be your secret weapon. Research from Psychology Today confirms what your grandmother hinted at. Many aspects of life actually improve with time. While society, and let's be honest, mostly women, obsess over anti-aging creams, men who embrace the process often unlock hidden advantages. There's something undeniably magnetic about a man comfortable in his own skin. Younger guys often confuse arrogance with confidence, while mature men understand true confidence is quiet. It's the difference between shouting over a crowd and having people lean in when you speak. Studies also show emotional regulation improves with age. Translation, you stop sweating the small stuff and that calm, collected vibe is catnip to potential partners. As time goes on, you'll develop that I've got my shit together glow. Nothing spices up a receding hairline like financial stability and emotional maturity. While your 25-year-old self thought eating ramen in a studio apartment was charming, your 45-year-old self booking a surprise weekend getaway? Now that's romance. This tracks with findings from Folk Story about aging well. When basic survival needs are handled, you become free to cultivate passions, purpose, and deeper relationships, all of which are ridiculously attractive. Finally, you're starting to actually experience what it means to live rather than just focusing on getting by or partying on the weekend. Physically, you improve too. That gray hair? Call it platinum highlights courtesy of life's experiences. Those laugh lines? Proof you've actually enjoyed your time on Earth. Women, especially those who have matured a little bit, often prefer those markers of maturity. And let's be real, women mature and pick better partners as they get older too. Pro tip, this glow up isn't automatic. A true silver fox maintains his den. Grooming, wardrobe upgrades, and skincare separate the Cloonies from the I've given up crowd. The charisma curve, why some guys get better late. Here's the truth nobody tells you in your 20s. Some guys peak late, and that's a blessing. Charisma isn't born, it's built. The most magnetic men weren't always the star quarterbacks or teen heartthrobs. They were the observant ones, learning how to read a room, tell a story, or make someone feel seen. That energy doesn't peak at 22. It matures. The charisma curve rewards the man who got rejected enough to build resilience, learned how to listen before he tried to impress, took time to get weirdly good at things, coffee roasting, stand-up comedy, swing dancing. He has a life that he cares about outside of his partner, or lack of one. Late bloomers often make the best partners because they've spent time growing into themselves, and that self-awareness is hotter than any six-pack. Here's the plot twist no one saw coming. In the chaos of dating apps and ghosting, being a grown man is back in style. Women are tired of games, tired of emotional availability, tired of texts that say, you up? Enter you, the man who can plan a date, hold a conversation, and knows the difference between a boundary and a red flag. You're a walking green flag in a sea of red ones. And guess what? Apps don't reward youth, they reward presentation. A well-lit photo, a bio with a sense of humor, and a clear idea of what you want? That's rare, and it stands out. The guy with dad energy who's emotionally literate and brings wine that isn't in a box? Elite tier. Here's the thing. Looks matter, but not in the way you've been taught. Nobody's expecting you to look like a Marvel superhero, but what does matter is the signal you send. A tailored jacket says, I care about how I show up. Clean shoes says, I handle the details. Standing tall says, I'm not afraid to take up space and be noticed. I'm confident enough to take on the world. I'm not afraid of confrontation, and I will stand up for you. More than half of the way we communicate is nonverbal, with studies ranging from 55 to 93%. Your vibe, your body language, your sense of self, those are what people pick up on. Looking good isn't about beauty. It's about alignment between who you are and how you show up. The guy with kind eyes, a dry wit, and a slightly crooked smile? Far sexier than the 25-year-old gym bro who treats conversations like a protein shake. All fluff, no flavor, and limited substance. Now, let's look at the flip side. Why some men spoil like unrefrigerated mayo? Let's be honest. Not everyone ages well. Some guys go from prom king to why is he yelling at a barista real fast? Here's how that happens. 1. The Forever 25 delusion. Nothing kills allure faster than clinging to youth. You don't need to compete with younger men. You need to offer something they can't. Wisdom, humor, depth. Don't be afraid to step into the next stage of life. It's different, but it can be even more wonderful. I like holding the belief that as good as the past may have been, the best times are always ahead of me. 2. The grumpy old man trap. According to Shondalin, maintaining curiosity is key to aging well. If your best stories start with back in my day, you're doing it wrong. The hottest older men are the ones still learning salsa, joining improv troupes, or traveling solo at 60. 3. The let yourself go slide. Aging gracefully requires effort. That doesn't mean six-pack abs, though props if that's your thing. It means grooming. Movement, hygiene. Your I'm comfortable look can destroy your sex appeal if you're trying to find a partner. You don't have to dress in a suit every time you leave the house. You just have to show that you're putting forth an effort. Remember that whether we like it or not, our partners affect our social status. Nobody wants to be seen with someone that looks like a slob. It reflects poorly on both of you. Science says your prime might be coming up. Contrary to popular culture myths, brain power peaks later. Cognitive skills like problem solving and emotional insight improve into your 50s. Testosterone declines, but slowly. Many men maintain energy and sexual interest well into midlife, and they have better emotional regulation to match. And unless you're already doing everything to optimize it, it may actually improve with age as you take things like diet and exercise more seriously. Sex gets better with age. Older couples report higher sexual satisfaction, thanks to communication, comfort, and confidence. So, to sum it up, here's your anti-aging cheat sheet. No Botox required. Invest in experiences. Passionate people are attractive. Take the trip. Start the hobby. Get curious again. Develop stories to tell. There's nothing more unique or interesting about being the 50th guy whose only good memories were playing Call of Duty all night with the boys. Keep moving. Regular activity keeps you upright, energized, and glowing. Just keep the joints oiled. Update your narrative. Don't say, I'm getting old. Say, I'm leveling up. Ultimately, while media worships youth, real life tells a different story. That dad at the park building a sandcastle? Hot. The professor who knows 20 ways to open a wine bottle? Icon. The businessman who actually listens during dates? Unicorn. Remember, aging isn't a decline, it's an expansion. The men who age best aren't chasing lost youth or wallowing in apathy. They're embracing their rare vintage glow. So moisturize if you want, but more importantly, cultivate stories, depth, curiosity, and humor. Your next act could be your most attractive yet. And if you're still young, you have a lot to look forward to. Stay social. Isolation will age you faster than stress. Make friends, keep friends. Be the guy people call when they need a laugh or a pep talk. From someone that takes phone calls all day, let me tell you, loneliness is an epidemic. Your investments in your friendships will pay dividends for years to come. Wishing you all the best as you level up.